Next, we will go over the faults that are to be avoided during Samayik. Jain scriptures describe 32 faults of mind, speech and body to be avoided during Samayik. First, the 10 faults of mind. These are to perform Samayik without respect to its goals or procedures, to perform Samayik for prestige, to perform Samayik out of greed, to perform Samayik for vanity, to perform Samayik out of fear, to perform Samayik for material rewards and power, and to perform Samayik with doubts, to perform Samayik with anger, to perform Samayik with impertinence, without respect to Tirthankar, teacher and religion, which is Dev, Guru and Dharma, to perform Samayik under pressure from others without conviction. Next, 10 faults of speech. To use offensive speech, to speak without thinking, to speak or sing such songs that arouse uncontrollable emotions, to use condensed sutras for convenience or to save time, to use quarrelsome language, to gossip, to use mocking language, to use hasty speech without clarity, to use irrational speech, to use unclear and ambiguous speech. Next, we will go through 12 faults of the body. To sit with one leg over the other, to sit with unsteady posture, to sit with wavering eyesight, to digress or to deviate from Samayik for domestic or other work, to lean against something, to stretch the body, hands and legs without reason, to stretch the body lazily or to sleep, to make sounds by stretching fingers of hands and feet, meaning cracking knuckles, to remove dirt from the body, to sit with one's hand on the head or forehead in a sorrowful posture, or to walk without carefully sweeping the floor, to sleep or to remain idle, to cause oneself to be served by others without a reason.
The following sutras are recited during the first avashyak, that is Samayik. Jain prayer to great souls, or Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra, the benedictory verse, which is the Chattari Mangalam Sutra, Guru Sthapana, which is Panchindiya Sutra, followed by the forgiveness verse of Samayik, Iryavayaya Sutra, then introspection and Kayotsar, which is done by Tassa Utri and Anatha Sutra, taking the vow of Samayik by the Kareni Bhante Sutra, then concluding vows of Samayik, which is Samai Vaijutto Sutra, and lastly Guru Uthapana, which is done by reciting the Namaskar Mahamangal Sutra.
Second avashyak is Chaturvimshati Stava, or prayer to Tirthankars. This is the reverential worship of the 24 Tirthankars to reflect on their qualities such as freedom from attachment and aversion or vitaragatva. Types of devotional prayers. The devotional prayer is also of two types, external or dravya and internal or bhav. To express one's devotion by worshipping Tirthankar's idol with purifying substances like rice and flowers constitutes external praise or dravya stuti, while to devotionally praise their inherent qualities is the internal praise or bhav stuti. During pratikraman, this is accomplished through the recitation of the following sutras. Namuthunam Sutra praises the qualities and virtues of the Tirthankar. Logasa Sutra worships all 24 Tirthankars by name. Jayaviraya Sutra is a devotional prayer for Tirthankar, and Pukharan Varadi Sutra salutes the teachings or the Agam scriptures of the Tirthankars. Siddhanam Buddhanam Sutra bows to all Siddhas along with Lord Mahavir and the pilgrimage or the Tirtha places where the Tirthankars have attained Nirvana. These prayers inspire an individual to practice these ideals in one's own life. In this pratikraman, we have incorporated Namuthunam, Logasa and Jayaviraya Sutra. So, overall, sutras that are recited during Chaturvimshati Stava Avashyak are Logasa Ujjoyagare Sutra is done for worshipping 24 Tirthankars, Namuthunam Sutra is done to salute qualities of Tirthankars, and Jayaviraya Sutra is done for devotional prayer to Tirthankars.
Now to the third Avashyak, Vandana, or respecting ascetics. Vandana means paying respect to all ascetics, including acharyas, upadhyayas, and all sadhus and sadhvis. There are three types of vandana defined in Jain literature. If we meet an ascetic on the road or any other place, we can just bow our head by saying Matthena Vandami or Vandami Namam Swami, which means I bow to you. If we visit ascetics in their upashraya or temporary residence, then we should inquire about their well-being and request forgiveness for any impoliteness done towards them. Pratikraman ritual should be done in the presence of an ascetic. During the traditional Pratikraman ritual, one recites Suguru Vandana Sutra, which is a complete vandana of an ascetic. For English Pratikraman, we have chosen the second type of vandana because this will be most useful when any English-speaking Jain visits an ascetic in an upashraya in India. However, the complete vandana, that is the third type, Suguru Vandana Sutra, is defined in the appendix of this book. So, the sutras recited during the third avashyak, that is vandana, bowing down to ascetics with the Ichhami Khama Samano Sutra, bowing to ascetics again with Tikkhuto Sutra, wellness of Guru by Ichhakar Sutra, and lastly, ascetics forgiveness sutra, which is called the Abhutya Sutra.
Next, Pratikraman, the fourth avashyak of repentance and confession of sins. Prati means back and Kraman means to go. It means to go back, to reflect and review, to confess and atone, asking for forgiveness from others for one's own faults of mind, body and speech in one's daily activities, and forgiving faults of others and extending friendship to all. Therefore, Pratikraman involves repentance and sincere confession for past sinful deeds and thoughts, as well as the forgiveness of others' faults. This is in order to protect oneself through the process of spiritual discipline from present sinful acts and to prevent future sinful acts through renunciation. Types of Pratikraman. Jain monks and nuns must perform this ritual in accordance with the tradition. Devoted Jain lay people staunchly observe this ritual while others practice it as often as possible. It is recommended that Pratikraman be done twice a day, once in the morning, known as Rai Pratikraman, and once in the evening, known as Devasi Pratikraman. The morning Pratikraman is for the atonement of minor violations of vows incurred during the night, and the evening Pratikraman is for the minor violation of vows of the day. There is provision for fortnight or pakhi, once every 4 months or chaumasi, and yearly or samvatsari Pratikraman, observances, if one is unable to comply with the daily Pratikramans. The annual Pratikraman that all Jains should strive to observe is called Samvatsari Pratikraman. The Samvatsari Pratikraman is performed on the last day of Paryushan and is followed by forgiveness, that is, asking forgiveness for our wrongdoings to all living beings and forgiving others for their faults. It generates the feelings of friendliness and love. It is the path to unlocking the knot of hatred and to converting enmity into amity. In a nutshell, Pratikraman or self-analysis can make our lives happy and peaceful. It can build a harmonious and beautiful society. Dravya and Bhav Pratikraman. The Jain ethics system outlines five great vows to be practiced by monks and nuns who have totally renounced worldly life. However, for lay people, it outlines 12 vrattas or vows of limited nature, which are given in the appendix, that are less intense than those followed by monks and nuns. Jainism defines that everyone should strive to adopt these vows according to one's individual capacity and circumstances. The ultimate goal for all of us is to accept them as full vows. In order to effectively avoid sinful activities, one should abandon wrong belief, which is mithyatva, and unrestrained lifestyle, which is avirati, unawareness, laziness or lethargy, which is pramad, passions or the kashayas, and inauspicious activity of body, speech and mind, which is aprashasta yoga. To accept right faith or conviction, to achieve self-restraint, to become spiritually vigilant, to cultivate good qualities like compassion and non-violence, and to attain the true nature of soul after having given up worldly activities is the essence of pratikrama. In other words, it means returning to and reaffirming the path of non-violence, truthfulness and non-attachment. During the pratikrama, a lay person reflects on these vows and repents and requests for forgiveness of minor violations or atichars that may have been committed knowingly or unknowingly. Contemplation on each of these vows takes place so that we are more aware of such circumstances and would avoid such minor violations of vows in the future. If one performs the pratikraman ritual on only physically and verbally to confess past sinful acts and makes an open declaration not to commit them in future, but continues to commit sinful activities without any hesitation, then this type of recitation of ritual is called dravya or external pratikraman. Such dravya pratikraman is not useful. On the contrary, it is harmful. It deceives one's own self and is meant simply to deceive others. If after the performance of pratikraman ritual, one minimizes or eliminates sinful activities in real life, then the pratikraman is called bhav or internal pratikraman, which is very useful for the purification of the soul.
Who is eligible to do pratikraman? Jain literature clearly indicates that the pratikraman ritual is meant for repenting and requesting forgiveness for one's past minor violations of the vows. The violations may have occurred knowingly or unknowingly. The vows for monks and nuns are the 5 great vows, and for lay people there are 12 vows of limited nature, which in this book are given in the appendix. Hence, the pratikraman ritual is meant for monks, nuns and only those lay people who follow these vows. The logic is that if one does not practice the vows, then the question of repenting and forgiveness of minor violations of these vows does not arise. Many Jain lay people do not practice the 12 vows. Therefore, after understanding the purpose and meaning of our great ritual, every Jain should strive to adopt the 12 vows of lay people according to their capacity and circumstances. They should review them before Samvatsari Pratikraman and improve their limits every year in such a way that ultimately they will be able to practice full vows and live an ascetic life. Inclusion of 6 avashyaks in the ancient Pratikraman avashyak. During the last few centuries, reviews of Jain literature indicate that the word pratikraman is used as a common noun for all 6 essential acts or 6 avashyaks. This is meaningful because during the course of time, the pratikraman ritual has been expanded and enhanced to include the sutras of all other avashyaks. This way, lay people can easily complete all 6 daily avashyak rituals within 48 minutes. Hence, the present pratikraman ritual, which covers all 6 avashyak sutras or 6 essential acts, occupies a very important place in the Jain tradition. The following sutras are recited during the fourth avashyak, that is pratikraman. General repentance of all sins. The sutra is Samvatsariya Padikamane Thau Sutra. Repentance of sins to all living beings of the universe, which is done by the Sat Lakh Sutra. Atonement of 18 sins by the Adhar Pap Sthanak Sutra. Atichar for minor violations of lay people's vows. In this book, we have contemporary texts to go through these atichars. And lastly, universal forgiveness to all living beings. This is done by reciting the Kamemi Sarve Jiva Sutra.
The fifth essential, which is meditation in a yoga posture or Kayotsarg or Kausarg. Kaya means body and Utsarg means moving away or rising above. Hence, Kayotsarg means rising above bodily activities to focus on the inner self, thus developing non-attachment towards our body while in meditation or kausar. To perform Kayotsarg in its true form, one should give up all the passions from one's life. Attachment to one's body must be renounced in order to attain proper virtuous meditation, which is Dharma Dhyan, and pure meditation, which is Sukla Dhyan. During Pratikraman, after repentance and confession of sins, this is accomplished by reciting 12 Namaskar Sutra in Kausag posture. Sutras recited during Kayotsarg Avashyak are Arihanta Cheyyanam, Anatha and Namaskar Sutra for introspection and Kayotsarg.
Now on to the last Avashyak, Pratyakhyan or Pachyakhan, which means taking religious vows. Taking religious vows is called Pratyakhyan, and it includes self-control, renunciation of sinful activities or doing pious activities. This declaration is of two types, external or Dravya Pratyakhyan and internal or Bhav Pratyakhyan. External or Dravya Pratyakhyan, meaning renunciation of external things like food, shelter and other possessions. Internal or Bhav Pratyakhyan is renunciation of internal impure states of the soul, such as ignorance, anger, greed, ego, deceit, non-restraint, attachment and aversion. One cannot attain true Bhav Pratyakhyan without performing complete Dravya Pratyakhyan. So in the beginning, one could, for instance, renounce rich and tasty food and other luxuries and live a simple life. The true performance of Bhav Pratyakhyan or true renunciation leads to stoppage of new karma, which gives rise to ultimate equanimity or sambhav, which in turn leads to the attainment of liberation. Hence, the religious vows foster spiritual advancement through self-control.
We will complete the process by reflections on spirituality. At the conclusion of Pratikraman, we have added certain sutras to reflect upon the qualities of Sadguru or true teacher, universal peace, universal friendship, and spirituality of self by reciting certain sutras and relevant text. Some sutras from Atma Siddhi Shastra that was written by Srimad Rajchandra are added for reflecting on true guru or Satguru. Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Sutra will be done to reflect on universal peace. Shivamastu Sarva Sutra is for reflecting on universal friendship. And again, some additional sutras from Atma Siddhi Shastra, an additional text would be read to reflect on spirituality and pure consciousness.
After the three articles, now we move on to some essential practices for preparation towards performing the Pratikraman ritual. Samayik and Pratikraman rituals are to be performed in the presence of a monk or nun. However, in his or her absence, one symbolizes the presence of the monk by keeping a religious scripture in front on a table or on a stand and places a rosary or Navkarvali over the scripture. Some sects perform the Pratikraman ritual facing the northeast direction, as this symbolizes the presence of the living Tirthankar Srimandar Swami of Mahavideh Kshetra. Pratikraman should be performed in clean clothes. Keep a charavlo or cotton broom to sweep the floor prior to any unexpected movement of the body. Sit on a rectangular cotton piece of cloth or katasnu on the floor. Place a clean mupatti or handkerchief in front of the mouth during the recitation of sutras, or keep your mouth covered by mupatti at all times. Refrain from activities such as eating, drinking and chewing. If possible, avoid using the restroom during pratikraman. Maintain serenity and silence when sutras are not being recited by you.
A note. Jain literature indicates that one should sit on a woolen cloth and keep a woolen broom during the ritual for protection of crawling bugs and insects during rainy season and other time. The usage of these two items has only symbolic meaning. Also, currently all commercial wool is produced by torturing and exploiting sheep and other animals. Therefore, we have replaced wool items with cotton items.